The following is a paid program. Advice and opinions expressed during the Fox World Travel Show are solely that of the hosts or guests of Fox World Travel and not WTMJ Radio or Good Karma Brands Milwaukee, LLC. Whether you're planning the trip of a lifetime or just a weekend getaway, the Fox World Travel Show will be your guide. On WTMJ.
Another Saturday, 9 o'clock, time to talk to the professional, the guru, the person that knows everything about the world, it seems like, Rose Gray. Good morning.
Hey, what a difference a week makes. 1 week ago, we were full of hope and thinking the Packers were going to squish the New York Giants.
Oh my goodness, why are you bringing that up?
I was thinking as I was driving in today, that was a week ago that we were just talking about what it was going to be like. And at 8:30 a.m., we were drinking mimosas and cheering on our Packers. And what happened?
What happened?
But also, what a week with regard to the weather. I mean, honestly, it was sunny and warm, like 10 days ago or something.
We flipped the switch for sure.
Oh, I know. So, with that being said, Our Wisconsin minds start thinking about warm destinations. Mm-hmm. And you've done something about that already.
Oh, we booked our trip.
We're ahead of the game. But I talked to a bunch of people last night. I went to an event at Bookworm Gardens in Sheboygan. Little shout out to them. They do a thing called Booze and Brews. And they have the gardens decorated for Halloween.
Nice.
A band. It was freezing, and it was rainy and misty and cold and horrible.
Perfect Halloween weather.
Yeah, for sure. And then I started talking to some people that I ran into, and they were like, yeah, maybe we should start thinking about our warm weather trip. I said, yeah, maybe you should. Yeah. So we got some really great nonstop vacation flights out of Milwaukee. We're so lucky. We talk about that all the time. Yep. Thank you to Apple Vacations for providing us with those nonstop charter flights to places like Punta Cana and Cancun and Puerto Vallarta and places like that. So
Wisconsin travels well.
We do. Well, we were very well represented in London, weren't we?
Yeah.
So all I can say to people who are within the sound of my voice, and that could be anybody, and I know all of you who are listening live streaming, you're not suffering through, it was 33 degrees when I got in my car.
Oof.
How about you? I mean, you even got up earlier.
It was 31, so not much cooler, but
so
cold.
It is. I mean, I frost on the pumpkins, as they say. So we know that the early bird gets the worm. The early bird gets the best availability. The early bird gets to pick what resorts they stay at. So if you want the leftovers, go ahead and wait. But if you really know that it's been a couple of years and you're tired of Wisconsin winters and suffering through it and all that COVID brought us over the 2 years, now is the time to make that call.
Especially if you're one of those families that have kids that are certain, like you have to go during spring break times,
right,
when it's really busy. You know, our family, we have the luxury right now in our lives to plan around that so we can plan differently than when we had our kids in school. If you're trying to get out during those peak times, now's the time to be getting that book.
Oh, precisely. And there are some good deals to be had. People are saying, oh, have you seen the prices? And we are not, at Fox World Travel, we're well aware that the prices are much higher than they were 2 or 3 years ago. But let's think about this, folks. These resorts have not made any money.
Right.
They've lost money for a significant amount of time. So the rules of business would dictate that they've got to recoup some of that. And so although we're not seeing those killer deals like we used to see, we are seeing some offerings. And flexibility is probably the key. I was seeing like Sunscape Puerto Vallarta, March 10th. Now I would think March 10th is probably still going to be winter
right.
around here,
yep.
Under $1,600 per person.
There you go. Yeah.
So, I mean, there are deals to be had. Jamaica, which is always kind of an expensive proposition. What we're telling people is, if you really do want to go there, how about maybe instead of looking at a downgrade in your resort, what about just staying fewer nights? How about that? So we're looking at like four nights, March 11th, for under $1,450. Yeah.
Yeah. So not bad.
No. Cabo. Big savings in Cabo. People have discovered Cabo.
I was going to say, I've never been there. I need to add that to the list.
Yeah. Rio Santa Fe, March 13th, seven nights, under
$1,200. Whoa.
Yeah.
What a deal.
Yep. So they're again, how do, and I'm throwing out these names of the resorts and you're thinking, well, tell me more. I don't want to tell you more. I want you to contact one of our travel advisors who can tell you more by calling 866-GO-FOX-GO. Or the contact us button on our website at foxworldtravel.com, and someone will reach out to you and let you know what's out there. Let them know what you're looking for. How many people are traveling? What are the ages? What do you like to do on vacation? Are you just a sun and fun person? Or are you, we have to explore some kind of an excursion three times on a 7-day trip? Let us know that stuff.
Yeah. And when is the office open for phone calls?
So Monday through Friday, 9 to 5. And really what we're telling people is, the best way to do this, certainly, we'd love to see your smiling face. After the pandemic, we'd love to see your smiling face. But the better way to start that discussion is online or on the phone before you just pop in. Because we never know, you know, if you walk into one of our offices and we have five advisors, all five of them may either be on the phone or with customers, and now you're waiting. So it's a good idea to make an appointment. It's a great idea to start the discussion prior to your arrival so we can have things ready and prepared for you.
We would love to hear from you for the Fox World Travel Show. WTMJ talk and text line is 855-616-1620. The texts are already stacking up, so we'll get to some of those coming up and get yours in as well. It's Dayton Kane and Rose Gray on WTMJ.
Planning a vacation? We've got you covered. You're listening to the Fox World Travel Show with Rose Gray on WTMJ.
Good morning, Dayton Kane with Rose Gray. Going to see a high of 55 today, partly cloudy skies. No prediction of rain in the forecast, but they've not been predicting rain, and we've been getting it anyway, it seems like. Currently sitting at 38 degrees, so not very warm out there.
No, it's not nice.
855-616-1620 is the WTMJ talking text line. Let's go over to Ray in Bayview. Good morning, Ray. What's your question?
Good morning. We are going to from Bucharest to Budapest in a couple of weeks, and we're flying through the Frankfurt Airport. And we have just seen on the website how terrible the Frankfurt Airport is. Just no elevators, a lot of stairs, no help, very gruff. People, we had a hideous experience in the Istanbul airport, so we're kind of gun-shy. Do you know much about the Frankfurt airport, and would it be worth it to change our flights at this point?
Well, I do know a lot about the Frankfurt airport because when we do group air, we often at Fox World Travel do use Lufthansa because they are one airline that is willing to give us a large chunk of seats, like 40 or more, whereas some of the other airlines are not. So, Ray, here's the question. No matter what, you're going to have to change planes, my assumption is, because you're flying home from Bucharest?
Correct.
Yeah, so nothing...
We don't go through Frankfurt on the way home. We do just on the way to...
Budapest?
Correct.
Yeah. Here's the thing. No matter where you connect, I feel like you're going to have the same kind of experience that you might have in Frankfurt. Amsterdam is crazy busy. Charles de Gaulle in Paris, crazy busy. And I think some of these reviews are probably still coming from the fallout from the summer. I do think that things are calming down a little bit. Also, keep in mind that like London and Paris, Frankfurt is one of the major airports that has decided to limit the number of passengers they're allowing to go through it on a daily basis. And so they recognize the problem and they're trying to take measures to relieve some of those issues. What do you know offhand what your connecting time is, the amount of time you have in Frankfurt?
2 hours and 50 minutes, oh. If everything is on time, which hasn't been the case recently.
Right. So here's the other thing. That is a very allowable minimum connect time. And so I think you sound like a pretty savvy traveler, and so I know I'm preaching to the choir here, but what you want to do is just stay focused. You want to stay on task. This is not the time to go grab some lunch or something like that. Wait until you get through security and through passport control before you're on the other side, before you kind of take it easy and relax. I feel like 2 hours and 50 minutes is very generous and definitely needed in these times when we're making international connections. I'm also concerned that if you were to look at changing your tickets at this date, you might be in trouble by way of paying penalties or something like that on the tickets that you have.
Yeah, I thought of that also, just wondering if it might be worth it, because there were fairly recent reviews and it just sounded terrible.
Well, you know what? But here's the thing. We just had a group that flew through Frankfurt, and they actually had a good experience. And I can almost promise you that none of those people took the time to write a review that said Frankfurt was great. So,
true. Good point.
Yeah.
Good point.
All right, Ray. We appreciate you calling. Thank you for listening to the show. 855-616-1620. The Acunet WTMJ talk and text line. Give us a call. We do have Debbie from Waukesha we'll get to when we get back. It is the Fox World Travel Show on WTMJ.
Take your travel tips from the travel experts. Welcome back to the Fox World Travel Show with Rose Gray on WTMJ.
Happy Sweetest Day, Rose.
Oh, happy Sweetest Day to you. Is this a made-up holiday?
I think so. Okay. I don't think...
I do know that it is much more celebrated in the Wisconsin, state of Wisconsin, and the Midwest in general. It has to do with somebody many, many years ago doing something kind for another person, okay. Like a neighbor or something, and then somehow it translated into buy your wife some flowers, you idiot.
Buy stuff. Yeah. 855-616-1620. Let's go over to Debbie in Waukesha. Good morning, Debbie. What's your question?
Good morning, Rose. We had a trip of a lifetime planned. It was on Amtrak, and we were taking the train out to California and then back. It was going to be just absolutely wonderful. First class all the way. We had a sleeper, bedroom booked. We were so excited, so hyped. We took the Hiawatha down to Chicago, got in line, moved up, standing next to the train, and were asked to step aside. And she called for a station manager. Well, you figure that's not good.
Not good.
They told us we should have received an email. We didn't, nor did our travel agent. The manager offered our car with our sleeper had mechanical problems and wasn't on the train. And so they offered us coach instead of the bedroom. Our travel agent has said that because they offered us coach instead of our bedroom, the insurance will not pay anything because we turned down their offer. The Amtrak is willing to return all except $1,000 of, this was not a cheap trip. And who do we write to work on trying to get that $1,000 back? I don't feel as though it's my fault that I should be paying anything.
I agree.
Much less not being offered something for my disappointment.
Right, exactly. So I found on their website an address that you can write to for Amtrak refunds. And it actually, believe it or not, has a person's name attached to it, which makes me happy. So it's Amtrak Refunds, Box 70, that's 70. Interestingly enough, the person that you're going to be writing to, his name is William H. Gray, which is G-R-A-Y. And I have to tell you, that is my brother-in-law's name. And his middle initial is H.
No way.
Yes, but it's William H.
But it's not your brother-in-law,
it is not.
Right?
I would love it if it was my brother-in-law, because I'd send you right to the priority list there. William H. Gray III, as a matter of fact. And then it's 30th Street Station. And then it's, this is also a coincidence, it's Market Street. And here we are at the Market Street Avenue. So it's 2955 Market Street, Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, 19104-2898.
That is some riveting radio.
I know. that's crazy.
Thank you so much.
Yes. So,
now, would you have any idea, or is it unreasonable? Because, I mean, obviously we talked to many people on our way home.
Right.
Is it unreasonable for us to ask for everybody told us we should ask for a 2-for-1 coupon to try them again. I mean, we're so turned off.
Absolutely. And you know what? This is the best advice I can give anybody whenever they are asking for a refund or any kind of compensation. Be specific with what you want. If you just say, I don't feel this was fair, what are you going to do for me? They're going to give you a low ball offer. Start high, have very high requests, and then you have some negotiating power. So I would absolutely say I would be more than happy to give your services another try. This was a trip of a lifetime. What would you say to this?
Okay.
All right. Good
Thank
luck, guys.
Thank you so very, very much.
They're very welcome.
Thanks for calling in. 855-616-1620, the WTMJ talk and text line. Let's go over to John in Mount Pleasant. Good morning, John.
Good morning. Good morning, Rose. Just doing some exploration on a possible trip to the Galapagos.
Oh, yeah.
For four. Do you... I would say my budget is... 20,000. So I'm just trying to figure out what some general information about, do you like the Galapagos? Have you been there? What were your impressions?
Yep. So here's what happens typically when people are asking about Galapagos, in my opinion. They're trying to do too much at once. They feel like we're there anyway. Now we got to throw Machu Picchu in here. And then that's what ends up skyrocketing the price and making the trip be something it doesn't have to be. There are some outstanding expedition companies that do Galapagos and do it very well and do it in an environmentally friendly way. And so what I am suggesting is that reach out on our website by doing foxworldtravel.com. Go to the Contact Us button. Put your specific requirements in, like how many people, the ages of the people, but then you can also be somewhat general and just say, we are really, really uncertain as to how to do this. We want this. And when you can lay out a budget like you are, that's phenomenal, because sometimes we have no idea what we're working with. And then we're disappointing somebody because they thought they could do it for $2,000 and it's going to be $12,000 or what have you. So lay that all out. And then the people that sort through those will send it to one of our advisors that's very, very knowledgeable with Galapagos and maybe your request, how it is that you want to do it, mostly expedition ship or not so much expedition ship and that kind of a thing. And then they can get back to you and you can start that conversation.
Oh, fantastic.
Yep.
Appreciate it.
You're very right. Welcome.
Like a
Thank
great
you.
Trip.
Oh my gosh, it will be.
Thanks, John. Foxworldtravel.com, the website that Rose was referring to, and during the week you can call in as well at 866-GO-FOX-GO.
Plan a perfect vacation, no matter your budget. This is the Fox World Travel Show with Rose Gray on WTMJ.
Good morning, Dayton Kane here with Rose Gray. Packer game at noon tomorrow so we can sleep in. Compared to last week. Let's go to the phones. 855-616-1620, the WTMJ talk and text line. Got a lot of texts, but the phones keep rolling. So let's go there to James in Sheboygan. Good morning.
Good morning, Rose.
Hey, James.
My amazing wife, Joan, and I are excited to... travel with you, leaving on Valentine's Day next year for Australia and New Zealand.
Yay.
It is a trip that we have thought about for years. Originally, before the pandemic, we were signed up for a cruise on Celebrity to fly into Sydney and then cruise around both Australia, New Zealand, and even Tasmania. But, of course, COVID kind of blew that out of the water. So we were excited this summer when we saw an opportunity to get to New Zealand and Australia, and we're excited to travel with you.
Thank you. I'm excited to have you.
Well, one question. We have chosen to upgrade our flight arrangements. Really no way from LAX down to Auckland, if that's the route that will be taken, well, first out of O'Hare. But there's no way we're sitting in the back of the plane. So we have upgraded our flight details. I'm just wondering when flights and all that will be locked down or will be pretty much finalized.
Well, so your call is so much appreciated because not only am I grateful that you're coming along, but on October 25th is the final payment date, and that is when we have to give back space to Globus. And so it is my understanding that once that date comes and goes, that's when we're going to start locking down the flight information. So stay tuned. We're almost there. And then we should have some information because I know we have a lot of people that are looking for some information about any kind of possible upgrades. That is a very, very long flight. And any kind of an upgrade, even if it's just to some kind of a premium economy status or something like that, would probably be advisable or definitely something people are going to be asking about. So if you can be patient with us just a little bit longer, I think after that cutoff date, when we finally have to give space back, we'll be locking down the flight. So very soon, end of October, beginning of November, we'll know.
Very good. Thank you for your time this morning.
You're welcome.
Look forward to and traveling with you and, enjoy the rest of your weekend.
Thank you.
You too, James. So it sounds like there's still space on
there
that trip.
There is. Oh, my gosh. That is such a thank you segue right into that one, Dayton. Yeah, if anybody is still considering it, we have space. We would love to not have to call Globus back after the 25th of October and say, hey,
we need more.
We need more after we had just given it back. So if for more information, foxworldtravel.com, go to travel, go to vacation travel, go to Fox Group Vacations. And this particular trip is listed under the exotics for 2023. As James mentioned, it leaves on Valentine's Day, February 14th. It's a long one. We get back on the 4th of March.
Wow.
I'll have some people filling in for me. Highlights of New Zealand and Australia. This has been a bucket list trip for many people for a long time, and we have had reasons to have to cancel this over the course of the last couple of years, and this is going, this is happening. We start out in Auckland and we fly home from Sydney with a whole bunch of fun in between. So more information is available on our website. You could do what James is doing, and he's booking an air inclusive package, which gives us air from Chicago and everything included. Or you might be listening in a different part of the world and not want to leave from Chicago and meet us once we get to Auckland, and that's an option as well.
Yeah, if you're listening at WTMJ.com or on our app, we appreciate that as well. WTMJ talking text line 855-616-1620. John's been very patient in Oshkosh. Good morning, John.
Turn the speaker off.
I think John.
Hello?
Hey,
hi, John.
I'm on. Hello.
Hello.
Rose, I got a hi there. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Okay, I got a question on documentation. My wife and I have been on trips before, and we've always taken, you know, passport-needed trips, but we've made copies of the documentation and kept those with us as well as the, you know, the real copy of your passport and so forth. Is it necessary to also make a copy and leave that kind of stuff, driver's license, passport, that type of stuff, with a relative at home as well?
It is always a fantastic idea to do that because the reason we make passport copies and the reason we encourage people to take them along with them and keep them separately from the passport is because if you have the unfortunate occasion to have lost or had your passport stolen, it is very easy to get a passport at the local embassy or consulate of the United States if you have that information to present to them. If you are starting completely from scratch, it's not quite as easy. So instead of it being a 24-hour process when you have the copy, it's going to be a 48 or 72-hour process if you do not. Now, let's say that you did something crazy, like let's say you put that copy in a bag and the passport was in that same bag and that bag was lost or stolen. Now you don't have a passport and you don't have a copy. You could always reach out to family back home and say, can you send me that copy? And then voila, you're in that same good position where the consulate or the embassy can help you within 24 hours.
Can you keep it on your phone too?
Yeah. I always have everything on my phone. I have a copy of my driver's license. I have a copy of my passport. And I have a copy of my COVID vaccine card on my phone also.
Thank you. But how would you reach out to an embassy? I mean, they aren't in every single area of the world, are they?
Well, almost. I always look wherever I'm going to be going. I always know where the closest U.S. embassy is to where I'm going to be going. And then the other thing is, remember, travel.state.gov. Travel.state.gov. That is where you discover the wonderful STEP program, Smart Traveler Enrollment Program. There's a phone number there that you can reach out to if you have a problem as well.
All right. Thank you very
much.
You're
welcome.
Have a good day.
All right. Thanks, John. 855-616-1620, the WTMJ Talk and Text Line. Lots of texts lined up here. We'll get to those coming up next. It is the Fox World Travel Show on WTMJ.
Gotta get away? No one does it better. Back to more of the Fox World Travel Show on WTMJ.
Indeed. Good morning, Dayton Kane here with Rose Gray. It is 9:46, 39 degrees on the way up to a high of partly cloudy 55. So last week we made a big announcement on a new trip.
Oh, we certainly did. And as I predicted, once we told everybody about Explore Tuscany with WTMJ's Steve Scafidi, we started selling out. So okay, we're not sold out. I don't want to give anybody that impression, but we started selling trips quickly. We have an informational virtual event that is happening on the 25th of October. That is a Tuesday night. You can RSVP by going to our website and then going to resources, vacation travel shows and events, Explore Tuscany with Steve Scafidi, virtual travel show, register here. It's at 6 o'clock on the 25th of October. This is my fear, folks. I'm worried that everybody's going to wait for that virtual event before they sign up.
Okay.
And we may not have a ton of availability after that.
So you're going to get done and you're going to go and it's going to be full? Is that what you're afraid of?
We can't
add to this trip.
I can't. So when we talk about river cruises or big ship cruises, we can keep adding cabins. If we sell out, we can add more cabins. This is a motor coach. We can't add any more seats. We can't, you know, add a second bus here. We'd love to probably, but it's just one motor coach. And so if you are considering it, my advice to you would be sign up, put your deposit down, then go ahead and listen to the virtual event. All of the details are on our website under foxworldtravel.com. Travel, go down to vacation travel, go down to Fox Group Vacations, and 2023 Europe Guided Land Tours. You will find that trip. It's September 8th to the 18th, and it is detailed quite well. It is telling you where we're staying. It's telling you the beautiful thing about this trip is that for seven of the 9 nights, we are headquartered in one place and we're going out on day trips, which, man, that's sweet when you have to only pack and unpack twice, not once like a river cruise, but twice. We've added Florence. We know Steve has been there. He felt, as did we, that it's pretty important when you're in this region to make sure that you do go to Florence and you spend some time there so that you can fall in love with everything there is to fall in love with in Florence. And so we've really got it spelled out pretty well. So I would say, why take a chance? Go ahead, put your money down.
And you get to go with Steve Scafidi.
Exactly.
I mean, come on.
And people are saying, Rose, are you going? I would say at this point, I'm 90% sure I'm going to be accompanying this group. I had a little conflict We have resolved that conflict, so it looks like once we meet the minimum, and I can tell you right now, folks, we're going to meet the minimum on this trip.
Okay.
Then a tour manager from Fox goes along, and we are quite certain it's going to be me.
All right. It is a Fox World Travel Show. When we come back, a speed round of texts. We're going to try to bust through a bunch of these questions that are here. It is WTMJ. Thank you for listening this morning.
Before you pack your suitcase, hear from the experts. Here's more of the Fox World Travel Show on WTMJ.
Dayton Kane here with Rose Gray. Thanks to all the calls today. A lot of good calls coming in, but yeah. Now it's time to bust through the text line.
All right, let's do
are
it.
Are you ready?
I am all ready. Right. It's like a speed round.
The first one here says, we're planning a trip to Montego Bay, Jamaica at the end of January, looking into staying at the Royalton Blue Waters. Any thoughts?
One thing to say, do it. Do it, do it, do it. Royalton Blue Waters in Montego Bay is one of the Autograph Collection all-inclusive resorts. 228 suites, 8 bars, kid and teen clubs. Love that. Sometimes you go to these resorts and they focus on these young children programs, and you see these kids that are probably between 11 and 16, and they're just lounging around, and there's 3 broken game consoles, and there's nothing for them to do. They've got a great teen program as well. There are 11 restaurants at this resort, so I'm telling you right now, if you cannot find something that your kids are going to like to eat, the water park, phenomenal. There are activities going on all the time. There's a lazy river. Yes.
Okay. Hello, Rose. Have you been to Panama? Any must-see or do things there?
Okay, so when you do Panama, this is what you have to know. It reminds me a bit now of Costa Rica, because Panama did what Costa Rica did so well. They developed an area of all-inclusive resorts. Now, we as Americans, you know, would love going to our all-inclusive resorts. And there are some good ones there. And if that is what it is that you're looking to do, then, yep, a week there where you're basically hanging out, it's fine. But there are some really phenomenal ecosystems and jungles and experiences that you can have in Panama that you would be missing if you go to the all-inclusive resorts. So there's 2 different ways to do it. You decide which way you want to do. We've got people that can help you, because once we start having all-inclusives in a destination, you know, our good friends at Apple Vacation and Classic Vacations and Pleasant are all going to jump on board, and we've got packages that we can offer where we've bundled up the air, we've bundled up the transfers along with the all-inclusive. So 2 different ways to do it. Fabulous place to go and get away. Relatively safe, relatively literate country. So, yeah.
All right. Penny from Germantown says, we're leaving on Sunday for the Globus Treasures of Southern Italy tour. Any must-dos during the free time? And what is customary for tipping when having meals on our own?
Okay, so I'm going to answer the second question first. Okay. We as Americans over-tip typically when we go to foreign destinations, most especially Europe, because 20% is over the top in Europe, whereas 20% is pretty much expected here now. I just did this thing, Dayton, where you do it on their screen, you swipe your card, and then it starts out at 20.
Yeah.
It used to start out at 15, 18, 20. Now it starts at 20, 25, 30. Okay. So in Europe, really, really, 10% is very much appreciated and not cheap at all. When you're there, to tell somebody what to do on a Globus tour is a little bit tricky, because they're going to have some optional excursions that they're going to offer you during that free time. And I wouldn't want to suggest something that would take you away from possibly doing one of the excursions that they're going to be offering you. So they've got it under control. The other beautiful thing about Globus is they have got top-notch tour directors. And if you say to those tour directors, I am tired of this group right now and I just want to get away, what can I do, or what can my traveling companion and I do to get away from the group for a couple of hours? And they will have great suggestions for you.
All right. One more here, and this may lead into other trips that you guys are doing. So are you planning any trips to Abu Dhabi or Nepal? And after that, what do we have planned, if you don't, for this one?
So yes, it would be lovely to be able to do that. We are always erring on the side of caution when it comes to safety, flight length, those kinds of things. We definitely have had requests for Abu Dhabi and all of that Middle East region, if to be very truthful.
Yeah.
We have people that often say, well, if I'm going to do that, then I want to throw in Jordan, or I want to throw in Israel, or they just feel like we have to bundle it up with something. And I think that it could probably stand on its own as far as the destination is concerned. Nepal is always in our wheelhouse simply because of me and my sister's relationship with Nepal. I think I've mentioned more than once, I think my sister is been going there since before the year 2000 because she works for an organization out of Canada called Hope for the Nations, and they have children's homes, girls' homes in Nepal.
Okay.
And so my goal within the next 4 years is to go with her on a trip to Nepal and then curate and develop a trip that we can offer at Fox World Travel.
Sounds perfect.
Yeah.
So we have 1 minute left. What do people need to know?
They need to know that it's cold outside. And if you have not noticed that yet, step out. Step outside and see that we're not kidding around. This is no fooling. The availability is going to be limited this year, not because we don't have anything to offer, but because people have started booking their 2023 winter getaways months ago. So get on the stick, folks. Make sure that you're getting that under control. If you haven't signed up for the Steve Scafidi virtual event on the 25th of October, please do that. And I am not playing around. I'm not sounding like, I'm trying to be a high-pressure salesperson. Steve Scafidi's trip is going to sell out.
Okay.
No doubt about it.
Another good show in the books. Thank you, Rose.
My
Have a great
pleasure.
Week. Coming up next, Danny Clayton and the guys from Annex Wealth Management with Money Talk. And we check into the WTMJ Breaking News Center with, I lost his name, Adam Roberts. I'm sorry. He's coming up next.
The preceding was a paid program. Advice and opinions expressed during the Fox World Travel Show are solely that of the hosts or guests of Fox World Travel and not WTMJ Radio or Good Karma Brands Milwaukee, LLC.